Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. It's such a lovely day out there, and summer is well on its way. And we've got some ideas for making it more fun, maybe with some crafts, maybe with some great dancing. We're going to talk to Jenny Ambrose later about her ideas to make that happen. She's going to be joining us for the full hour, which is great. Also, up top, we're going to talk about food, because when people ask me what lifestyle means on the show, I say, well, it's everything. But a lot of it has to do with food, because food is an essential part of our lives. And one thing that's happened in the last 10 years in our society is food has become a problem with overeating, maybe overprocessed foods, sugars, and what have you. Joining us on the phone from San Francisco is Daria Pino-Rose, who is a PhD, and she calls herself a PhD dork. She's got lots of education and a great love of food. How are you, Daria?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
And how is San Francisco today? How's the weather?
It's actually quite lovely. It was a little overcast this morning, as usual, but sun's peeking out.
I love it there. We have direct flights from Victoria. We went a couple of years ago, our whole family, and it's a wonderful city to go to. The food, the people, the shopping, it's just got so much to offer.
Yeah, it's lovely here.
Now, tell us about your background. You are a scientist, and you were going to go in one direction and kind of went another. Tell us about your background and how you came to write this book and your food list.
Yeah, so my background is actually in neuroscience. I was studying the brain. I went to Berkeley, and I ended up doing my PhD at UC San Francisco. But part of the way through that track, I sort of got interested in food and health, because I had been dieting my entire life. I mean, since I was like 11 years old, I was doing Slim Fast. And I wasn't overweight. I grew up in Southern California, and that was just normal for me. And I did all the diets. I mean, I did low fat, low carb, you name it, all of them. And, you know, I was miserable. And I was constantly on a diet, and none of them really, really worked. They all worked for a short amount of time, you know, and I think everybody has experienced this to some extent. And I realized at some point I had finally had enough training in biology that I didn't need to rely on the magazines and fad diets anymore. I just wanted to go see what actually worked. And, you know, I came across this body of literature that it actually, the diets don't work at all. In fact, they actually predict weight gain. And, of course, like, if you've been dieting your entire life, it's like totally bad news. So I was like, what? I've wasted 15 years doing this. But,
you know, it's so interesting, because even when you're, you know, people get elderly, I've been in nursing homes and heard older women talk to each other about they have to lose 10 pounds. It's like, wow, it just never ends, right?
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so bad. And so what I found is that what's way more important is the overall pattern of foods you eat, not one nutrient. You know, I expected low carb, or, you know, I expected there to be a perfect diet solution. And it turns out you just need to eat real food, you know, real vegetables, real meats, real, you know, and as long as it's real, you're halfway there. And more important is that you have to just set up a lifestyle, like you were saying earlier. I call it a health style, because I don't like the word diet.
No.
And I, you know, where you take into account the things you do every day, and what's really important is the things you do, you know, breakfast every day, lunch at work, you know, something you do 5 days a week. That's, you know, a quarter of your meals. And then if you can manage to cook a couple healthy meals at home every week, then what you do on weekends really doesn't matter that much. You know, you can go and celebrate on your birthday or your anniversary, and it's not going to make you gain weight or get unhealthy.
It's a really good book. It's called Food List, Using Real Food and Real Science to Lose Weight Without Dieting. And I was reading your parts on, I read the book, and it's a great read, and a read, you know, because the way you talk is the way it's written. It's great. And you were talking about salads and upgrading them. I instantly that night went and upgraded my salad. I warmed some things up and did the warm part. And so there's really subtle things there that will add more volume of good things to what you're already doing. So it's that habitual thing and changing those things one thing at a time.
Absolutely. And habits are really the key. And one thing that I find is probably the biggest sort of flip switch, like in your brain, between diets and what I'm talking about with the habits, is when you think about diets, you think about suffering, right? It's deprivation, you're unhappy, you're grumpy, you can't have what you want. But what I recommend is if you're going to form habits, if that's your goal, which it should be, dieting doesn't work. then you have to think about how habits actually form. And what the science tells us is that we need a reward for a habit to form. Every habit has to have a reward, and the reward is what reinforces it, so it becomes an automatic behavior and something that doesn't require willpower. What's awesome about that is that suddenly, instead of being miserable, you have to like it. You have to like your healthy food. You have to like your exercise routine. Otherwise, it's never, ever going to stick. And this is a completely different way of looking at getting healthy, right? You have to enjoy it.
And sometimes you do have to give yourself a kick and kind of say, I do want to exercise. I do want to eat better, instead of constantly fighting yourself with your own thoughts.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a sticking point, I think, for a lot of people. If you've been dieting your entire life, it gets really difficult to sort of get out of that mentality. I talk to people all the time, and they'll say, okay, I like your healthy eating idea, but first I'm going to do this diet and get down to the weight I want, and then I'll start with the healthy eating thing. The problem with that is that that dieter mentality really sets you up for failure, and you're basically just wasting willpower that you could be used to creating habits, because willpower isn't something that's ever going to work.
You know why? I think it's because everybody wants that, and you know from maybe trying these things before. I've been doing a lot longer than you, and I know, you know, from all the different sizes of the wardrobe, you want that fast thing. And as you get older, too, everything changes. So I think we have to also get used to maybe smaller results but longer term.
Absolutely. I think that is a really important thing to remember. You need to approach food and health as a journey, you know, as something that, like, because the point is, like, who wants to be just thin for, you know, 2 months from now to fit into your whatever event you're going to? Like, that's great. But isn't the real goal to look that way forever, you know, to fit and be happy and comfortable in your body and eat food you enjoy and spend time around the table with people you care about? And, you know, the way I recommend it, it's definitely slower. You don't have enough willpower to do more than two or three habits at a time when you're training yourself on these things. But you can add on those, and once they become automatic, you add, and what happens is you start losing weight, and it's slow, but then you just keep losing, and you keep losing until you get to a very comfortable place. And then what happens is you stop with the yo-yo. You know, you stop gaining 10, losing 10, gaining 10, losing 10, which everybody does. And over time, that ends up as an increase.
Absolutely. And don't you think, though, sometimes people that 10, really we have to also adjust our lives, our bodies, and what we think of what they should look like as we get older, and accept a certain amount of maybe shifts here and there, you know, because it's going to happen. And that 10 pounds everybody talks about maybe doesn't need to be lost. Maybe it needs to be exercised a little more, maybe a few more healthy choices. But maybe we have to not think we're going to look like we did when we're 20.
Yeah, that's very important. Yeah, that's really important. But I think that at any age, we can be pretty content with how we look. I mean, you mentioned exercise. Exercise hasn't gotten a lot of great press, you know, from the scientists about for weight loss in particular, but I don't think you can beat some strength training in terms of the shape and the way you look and the way that your clothes fit, because you can sculpt your body and you can make it look really fantastic with a little bit of muscle tone, and it doesn't really take much.
Maybe we should change the name of exercise, too. You know, diet and exercise, we need to name something else for it so it sounds more fun. Maybe,
fun.
Jenny, when you talk later about dancing, kind of like salsa, right? We need to have a...
Oh, yeah, that's the best exercise. No gyms for me.
And maybe that's it, too, right? Like our exercise formed areas. Jenny does salsa, and maybe it's the type of movement we do to make it more fun for ourselves. It doesn't always have to be the same kind of thing.
Absolutely. My number one piece of advice in terms of exercise is that people get a pedometer, like one of those. There's so many fancy, cool ones now out there, and just try to get 10,000 steps a day. I've found that that is such a game changer in terms of maintaining your weight, and most people don't get that. Most of us, you know, if you're pretty sedentary all the time, you're probably getting around 3,000 to 4,000 steps per day. But if you're sedentary, if you had a sedentary job, you know, you sit at a desk, you work at a computer like pretty much everybody, and even if you go to the gym after work or before work, you're probably only getting around 6,000 or 7,000 steps a day.
I thought you said 10,000 sits. I've got that down. When we come back in a minute, we're going to talk more about the food list. Back in two.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
How Bell makes watching TV better. Brad from Red Deer asks,
I heard Bell has the best satellite TV service in Canada. Can you tell me more?
Sure, Brad. Every Bell satellite TV package includes major networks, specialty programming like TSN, and a ton of HD channels. And even better, Bell's HD picture quality is up to 1080p, the best available. Don't settle for less than the best.
Get the best satellite TV service in Canada. Visit a Bell store or the source for details. Bell, watching TV just got better.
The nationwide truckload event is almost over at End of the Roll. For a limited time only, get premium carpet from $1.99 a square foot and get quality laminate for only $1.39 a square foot and up. There are amazing specials on hardwood, luxury vinyl tile and plank, carpet, tiles, area rugs, and so much more. It's almost over, so hurry in now. It's the nationwide truckload event at End of the Roll. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Valeskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
A large, brand-new, single-family home starting at just $359. Think you have to go over the Malahat for that? You don't. The home of your dreams is right here at Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Need a mortgage helper suite? You can have that. Need a huge amount of space? You can have that, too. So before you commit to the nightmare that is the hat, drop by Hazelwood Crossing and let the cutting-edge quality speak for itself. Hazelwood Crossing in Langford. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
The fans, the ballpark, the crack of the bat. You can imagine how it feels. Be part of the magic. The Victoria Harbor Cats. See them take on the Wenatchee Apple Sox at Royal Athletic Park today. Sign up for Cats Camps at RAP, the summer-long instructional camps for players and coaches of all abilities. It's a chance for kids to improve basic skills and interact with Harbor Cats players and elite coaches. Check Cats Camps at harborcats.com.
We are back. We have Jenny Ambrose from the Makos is here. We're going to talk about salsa dancing later and about her business, which has lots to do with crafts, which is awesome. Daria Pino-Rose is here with Food List, using real food and real science to lose weight without dieting. We were talking to you, Jenny, in the break about what you do. Lots of cycling, dance, a little yoga. And you say you don't do junk food. You eat good food. You have tried different diet plans over the years, but you just stick out.
So long ago. I don't think I've tried a diet for 10 years or over 10 years. I think when you stop thinking about that stuff, like I agree that then everything is just fine. Obsessing, I think, over food, it takes the joy out of life, I think. And
you can tell you have a lot more to do than just food. And I think that's music to your ears, right? It's not worrying about food. But a lot of people do have this problem, Daria, with, you know, our nations are becoming obese. What do you think is causing such weight gain? Is it overprocessing? Is it sugar, carbs? What do you think?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, we are eating portions that are just astronomically larger than we've ever eaten in history. Particularly what we're eating the most of is sugar and processed foods, processed carbohydrates, but also, you know, even the processed meats, processed oils, and they're really damaging us. And more, even worse, is that they encourage more eating because they're innately unsatisfying and they trigger reward pathways in the brain, almost the same things that are involved in addiction, the same mental processes. And, you know, so what happens is we end up eating a lot more, we end up eating a lot worse, and we end up getting really fat and really unhealthy.
So tell me a little bit about your day, what you have throughout the day and what your exercise, your patterns are for your life.
Absolutely. So for me, I just really try to focus on eating real wholesome food that tastes really good to me, because when I like what I'm eating, it is so easy to make the right decision, right? It's effortless. It's a joy. So I wake up in the morning, I make a muesli. It's like oats with other grains rolled, and then I put a little trail mix in there, so it's like some nuts, some dried fruit, and I just microwave it for just a little water for a couple minutes, a little splash of milk. I use almond milk and cinnamon, and it's delicious. It's filling. And then I try to eat something healthy at home for lunch, you know, a salad, some eggs or whatever, and then I try to cook a sensible dinner. And then on weekends, I go out and I eat whatever I want. If I feel like dessert or if I feel like having a croissant for breakfast, I go ahead and do that, and it makes no difference at all. And like I was saying earlier, I just try to get the 10,000 steps a day. I usually average about 12,000 steps a day. I pop in the gym every once in a while, lift some weights because I like it, but you don't have to by any means. And it, you know, it's, I feel like it's so natural, and I'm on autopilot for health. It's wonderful.
And you talk about overrated foods. I thought it was interesting about bananas because people think those are great for you, and they are, but they're also high in calories. What is it about bananas? Why they're overrated?
I just think they're overrated because I feel like people act as if there's no other source of potassium on Earth or something, whereas
yeah.
if you're eating fruits and vegetables regularly, as you should be, you are that's a wonderful source of potassium. Bananas also, I shop at the farmer's market usually to get my food because that tastes better to me. I mean, we don't grow bananas in San Francisco. You know, it's not something that I eat all the time. And I think we overemphasize that they're really an industrial product grown halfway around the world. You know, they're very high in sugar for a fruit, and they're way bigger than you would ever find natural ones. The ones in the grocery store are gigantic, and I just think they get more credit than they deserve. I love them. I think they taste delicious. But
and how's your thing on carbs? Because you know it goes back and forth, and we see bakeries popping up, and you know, I mean, bread goes back many centuries. So what do you think about bread? Because a lot of people don't eat carbs ever anymore. Don't we need some amount for energy?
Absolutely. I think I was low carb for years. I was miserable. I lost some weight at first, but it came back. And you know, there's no doubt that we eat way too much sugar, and it's not just in dessert. So sugar is definitely something that I recommend cutting down on, and technically that's a carb. But I think there are plenty of healthy carbs in my experience and my readers' experience, when you add those, you cut the cravings, and it doesn't cause the weight gain. So I make a very clear distinction between whole grains, which is actually an FDA definition, and intact grains. So if you take a grain, like a piece of wheat, and you pulverize it and you process it to all of its individual parts, what you can do is you can add the germ back and the bran back, and then they can call it a whole grain. But then you just end up with these sort of processed whole grain things, and you know, they're breakfast cereals covered in sugar, and they call it whole grain. But intact grains that actually look like a grain are actually quite healthy, and you can't eat nearly as much when they're not processed like that, and they're tasty, and they can be a great source of energy and vitamins. So and those are things like rice, oats, things that you can actually look at and you're like, okay, that's a grain.
And so what I'm hearing is you can eat probably everything. You have to watch your portion size. So in the food list, you give us examples of the list. You also say 10 simple ways to eat less without noticing. How do we start conditioning ourselves? Because I guess it's all about conditioning to eat less and think about those rewards like you talk about.
I like to talk about mindful eating because I think one of the things that does lead to our overeating and mindless eating processed foods is that we eat so distracted and we don't actually sit down and have a meal at a table and focus on the food we're eating. So one thing I think is people, it's really difficult to do, to eat mindfully. It's really tough to break from the screen. It's really tough to sit down and put your phone away and actually eat. So what I recommend people do is actually just start counting your chews. And you don't need to be crazy neurotic about it. I think if you just count to around 20 or 25, then you can actually get the slowing down and the chewing, and then you'll eat less naturally and be more satisfied with the food you eat.
Slowing down, that's a good idea. Jenny, I noticed with you, you seem to be a very calm person and you have a lot on the go. Are you mindful and you look like you probably celebrate everything in life?
I totally eat lunch in front of my laptop a lot.
You do?
So, yeah, very guilty. But with dinner, though, so I tend to not have the computer for dinner, of course. But
try and enjoy it.
Yeah, there has to be there has to be a break. But I am guilty of that, and I know it's not the best way to eat and live. But, yeah, it's very difficult to break some of those habits, especially within your working day. And working day for self-employed people can be very much extended beyond reasonable hours.
And you also do a blog, don't you, Daria? Or you have
a
website?
Yeah, my blog where I give all sorts of tips and tricks is called Summer Tomato, and it's summertomato.com.
So you know about that feeling of being there and having to keep working and trying to make that conscious decision to break for food and enjoy it.
Absolutely, yeah. As a writer, it's the ultimate curse, right? You're like home all the time, but then all that food's in your kitchen, and yeah, you want to keep working. So yeah, I know it's tough. I had to train myself. It was definitely the hardest thing.
I bet. And also, you have to stock that kitchen properly. And you talk about some of those tips. Do you think you should have a menu plan, shop once a month? I mean, once a month, once a week. How do you think you line up your kitchen for proper eating?
I think it's absolutely essential that you prioritize shopping. You need a basically well-stocked pantry with some general staples, but I think it's essential that we go into our schedule and say, okay, this is the day where I do my grocery shopping, because if you miss it, you know, if you end up, you know, Monday night and you realize you haven't bought any food, your entire week is messed up, you know, in terms of eating. You're going to have to go out, you don't have anything in the house, and you're going to make poorer decisions, because by the end of the day, that's when you're out of willpower and when you just want to get food in your face.
But you will know Tuesday who won The Bachelorette. No, I'm kidding. Okay, we've got two books to give away, and they're fantastic. Food Lists, Using Real Food and Real Science to Lose Weight Without Dieting. TJ is going to get your calls, number 1 and 3, 250-386-1161. If you want to get these books, you just have to come down and pick them up. So callers 1 and 3, and it's a fantastic read. In closing, I know you say that, you know, surgery is not the answer, and drugs, it's food. Give us some of the best foods we can start today with eating a healthier lifestyle.
I just think the best thing for anyone to do is to just go down to, if you have a farmer's market, you can usually find one at localharvest.org, find one near you, and find what's in season. Because what's in season today is going to be the most tasty food, the cheapest food, and the most, you know, rewarding. So, I mean, I eat a lot of cabbage, I eat a lot of kale, I eat a lot of cauliflower. By the way, everybody should try my cauliflower recipe in Foodist. It is amazing. It makes your cauliflower taste like french fries, and all my kids eat an entire plate.
I'll show it to Jenny. It sounds great.
It's life-changing.
I saw you said that. I have to try that, because everybody's done the mash thing, but this is a whole new take on it.
Yeah, it's great.
So cauliflower. So kind of getting back to the natural things, what about stocking? What kind of protein do you suggest?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of eggs. They're pretty inexpensive, and they keep really well. They're really, really fast and easy to cook. I eat them all the time. All those myths about cholesterol have been well debunked. So
I know.
About that.
I love what you say about the egg whites. I cannot believe all these ads and all these things. Oh, an egg white omelet. It's like, come on. Like, you're wasting the best
part.
That's
ridiculous.
I know.
That's totally ridiculous.
It's the best part. I know. It's all the flavor, all the nutrients. It's really sad.
It's really sad how silly we've gotten, especially with your background. You must really shake your head.
Every day.
Okay, so how do people know more about you and about your book?
You can go to foodist.com, and that is all about the book. You can learn about it there. You can hang out with me at summertomato.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at summertomato.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you can come back again and talk to us again.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
When we come back, we'll talk to Jenny after the news and get updated on salsa dancing.
Silent but deadly. Whatever you do, do not let it get on your roof.
You won't ever have to worry about moss growth again. Give your roof its best defense against moss growth with Thompson Roof Treatment. Thompson's exclusive program will ensure that your cedar or asphalt roof is free of moss. Treat your roof with Thompson Roof Treatment every 2 to 3 years, and you'll also be protecting your roof's warranty. Moss, it's lurking out there, and it must be stopped. Call Thompson Roof Treatment, 385-3124.
I'm sorry to tell you, but you've been eliminated from the race.
One team is down.
Go, go, go!
The race of a lifetime continues.
We don't know what sort of challenges we're up against.
The remaining eight head to Vancouver.
We have no idea where we are.
You're going to catch me?
Olympic gold medalist John Montgomery hosts.
All right, everybody. Canada is waiting for you.
The Amazing Race Canada, Monday at 9, 8 Central. Brought to you in part by BlackBerry. Keep moving.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. Saanich police have one man in custody after an overnight stabbing on Regina Avenue. Officers are on scene at three different locations trying to find any more clues to the incident that left one man in hospital. Sergeant Dean Jansen from Saanich tells CFAX 1070 the victim suffered a nasty stab wound and had successful surgery, but he's yet to be released from hospital. The two men did know each other and are well known to police. It's believed the dispute was over money. Houses on Regina, Davida, and Harriet remain under police supervision. A Vancouver woman says she showed up to last night's memorial to Corey Monteith because she hoped to raise awareness about drug overdoses in the city. Monteith, who played Finn Hudson on the hit TV show Glee, died 1 week ago today at the age of 31 from the combined effects of heroin and alcohol. Laura Shaver, the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users, says people overdose in the downtown east side weekly, but because they're not stars, they're forgotten. She says the event provided her with a chance to remember her brothers and sisters who have lost to the war on drugs. G20 finance ministers meeting in Moscow proceeded without Canada's minister, Jim Flaherty. He has some sort of stomach ailment. The news of Flaherty's illness was revealed during a pre-scheduled morning teleconference with Canadian journalists, which the minister was unable to conduct. In their meeting, the minister talked about aiming for more growth and job creation. Trayvon Martin's mother spoke out this morning ahead of rallies planned around the country to push for federal action in her son's case. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Sabrina Fulton thanks supporters in New York at Al Sharpton's House of Justice in Harlem, saying, "I stand with New York because New York stands with me."
We have moved on from the verdict. Of course we're hurting.
Yeah.
Of course we're shocked and disappointed. But that just means that we have to roll up our sleeves and continue to fight.
Rally organizers say they want to keep pressure on the Justice Department's civil rights investigation and are also calling for a repeal of Stand Your Ground laws. Julie Walker, New York.
Israel intends to free Palestinian prisoners as part of a new breakthrough by Secretary of State John Kerry. Ian Deitch reports the Israeli government hasn't given any time frame for the release of the prisoners.
He didn't say which prisoners or when they would be released, but he did say they will be released in stages.
Mideast talks will restart without other Palestinian demands, such as settlement freeze or defining 1967 lines as borders ahead of negotiations. CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria today. Sunny skies with a light cool breeze. High of 24, a UV index of 8 or very high. Tonight, clear skies, windy and a low of 12. And then Sunday, very similar today. Highs of 23. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's sunny and 20 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. Good morning. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a great segment before. We always like talking about food and having great people on the show, and every week it just gets better and better. And joining me is Jenny Ambrose from The Makehouse. She's also organizing the Tango Festival and is involved with the music scene. We're going to talk later about The Makehouse and crafts and some things we can do maybe with our kids or ourselves to kind of get crafty. Right now we're going to talk about the music scene. You were talking about salsa dancing, and it's something you started about 3 years ago. Why did you start salsa dancing?
I actually visited Cuba for the first time, and the first club that I went into, it wasn't a scene that I'd ever experienced before, and I just was looking at everyone dancing, and I was like, what is this, and why am I not doing this? And so I was still living in England at the time, and I returned to England, and I started going twice a week for classes, and it was intimidating at first. I hadn't really done any type of dance class before, but I was determined that, because I fell in love with the music really first.
And it's a lot of movement, right? Like we were talking before, I do Zumba in town, and you know, it's a lot more than that, of course, because there's steps you have to learn, but it's the movement of our hips and everything that it's a lot looser than some of our kind of dance styles here, right? The high five and
absolutely. But it also for me was learning to partner dance, like lead and follow.
Many women, we like to lead.
Big challenge.
How do you do that? Do you actually just, because people say quit leading. What does that mean, though? Do we have to kind of let
it's
go?
It's like
and
pressure
just,
and tension that you hold in you your arms and your upper body.
And they can feel it.
Because you have to have some tension, and you have to, and it has to come out at kind of different times, like know when to push into
so they have to
arm.
Let go.
You have to let, bit. Yeah, you have to relinquish some of your female power. And I actually quite like that because I am a very independent person. So it was a challenge for me too.
Well, we're talking about Dancing with the Stars, and I think we've all really grown to love dancing even more after seeing all the styles. And it's more accessible now because we do see people that have never danced learn to dance in a matter of time, and they have a lot of effort into it. But it is something, Jenny, that we can overcome and get maybe not the best in the world, but we can do this kind of dance.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like with anything, you know, it's muscle memory. It's learning. It's getting into the music. Like, I think if you start learning any different type of dance style, that you should have that music around you. Have it on, like when you're at home, listen to it and get a feel for it. Because with learning to dance, you need to learn the lead follow, but you also need to learn the rhythm. And the best thing to do is to keep that music flooding your room.
Yeah, and I think we talked about art before, and last time we heard kids, you know, they learn and they are not learn, but they naturally are good at art. They just do it, and then we get uptight about it later. And, oh, I can't draw. The same with dance.
Totally.
You were saying we're little kids and we jump around, and all of a sudden we're uptight. No, I don't dance. Dance is like food. It's a joy in life.
Absolutely. Dance releases a lot of endorphins. I mean, you can. It's also proven that dances such as salsa or partner lead follow kind of dances where you're using a lot of coordination are actually can prevent Alzheimer's. There's been a lot of studies done. If you look up, just Google the relationship between specifically salsa and the reducing your chances of Alzheimer's or dance in general. It's also great exercise and
very much so. I'm sure you've really got conditioned from doing these different moves.
Yeah, and I mean it's not just even salsa. It's tango. Even dances like swing uses heaps of energy.
And you don't know you're doing it, and that's the fun,
exactly,
right? You're doing it, but you're having fun while you're doing it. It's not like I got to do 20 reps. It's like you're just working through the music.
And go out, you can have a glass of wine. So it's like going to the gym, but you have a glass of wine.
Okay. I think that's going to get a lot of people signed up right there. But how do we get over our kind of inner geek where we go, oh, dancing, taking lessons when you get older, like when you're a kid and you have to go out and find where they are. I want you to tell us about how many places in town you can learn and this whole culture here that maybe a lot of us don't know about.
I think it's first for me was getting over going for the first few times. And I would say don't rely on a friend to go with you because they'll always, they'll
break
fail.
Your heart.
If you wait, if you wait and say, oh, are you going to go on Tuesday or whatever? And they say, oh, no, I'm not going to go this week. Don't let that stop you from going because you don't need a partner to go to any of these classes.
Okay.
To learn salsa, to learn tango. You turn up, everybody switches partners throughout the whole lesson. So you can turn up by yourself. You don't need to go with somebody.
And where do they, where and at? How many places are there in town that teach this?
In town, there's a few places. There's Cafe Casablanca in John Street, mm-hmm. in the Rock Bay area. And they have classes, I believe, like 7 nights a week.
Wow.
There's a little dance studio just above Wild Coffee. Where you can learn tango dance, where you can learn salsa, bachata. All bachata is a type of dance people might not have even heard about, but it's from the Dominican Republic.
Wow.
It's very sexy.
I bet.
Also very good exercise.
I bet. If you want to increase your mojo factor, I mean, it is a sexy dance. And, if you want to meet people, it's probably a great way to do that as well.
Well, yeah. And well, the place above Wild Coffee was recently taken over by Javier Monsalve. His dance company is called Saboresi Dance Company. And I think their website is salsavictoria.com. And so he's a great teacher.
I feel more exotic already just saying all these names. Wow, very cool. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we've got some tickets to give away to some of these events, and Jenny's going to go over that. So when we come back, more about dance and how you can get these tickets.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom, callers are reporting a mass.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodd's Furniture and Mattress.
Hey, Wes Lee here for CFAX 1070 with a quick announcement for all the artists listening right now. Whether you're a painter, drawer, sculptor, etcher, a mezzotint artist, a printmaker of any kind, in fact, an artist of any kind, 180 of your closest friends have brought their studios outside for one day only for the TD Art Gallery Painting. Artists from all over Victoria are creating and displaying art outside today on Moss Street between 4th all the way down to Dallas Road. If you want to see some incredible local talent, come on down for a beautiful walk down Moss Street. The show is open to the public till 6 p.m. tonight. There are activities for kids and adults. There's food. Lighthouse Brewery is here to provide drinks. Lots and lots to see and do here. So come on down. Visit us at the 26th Annual TD Art Gallery Paint-In. My name is Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
The 24-hour sale at Dodds Furniture and Mattress continues all day today and tomorrow.
Prices are now so low, others closing out wish they could offer the same great deals. But only Dodds, voted number one best of the city again this year, can.
Canada's largest Serta mattress gallery also promises introductory pricing on many new items.
It's all part of this weekend's 24-hour sale at Dodds Furniture and Mattress, 715 Finlayson, across from Mayfair, and in Nanaimo.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center near Quadra and McKenzie and SynergyHealthManagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
We are back with Jenny Ambrose from the Make House, and we're talking about tango and salsa, and of course the Tango Festival is coming up. Tell us about that.
So the Tango Festival is August 2nd till 4th, and it's a combination of both daytime and evening shows. The evening shows are ticketed events, and the Saturday and the Sunday, there's a lot of free stuff going on in Centennial Square from 1 till 6 p.m. both days, and incorporating a lot of live music and dance performance. And the event, the Make House, will be there. There's going to be a crafting tent for kids to occupy the kids.
Red and black theme, of course.
Red and black theme, of course, for Colors of Tango. The three shows that are happening in the evening, one on the Friday, a tango jazz show at Herman's Jazz Club, of course. Kidding. That's going to be a phenomenal night of music. The following night at Herman's again, Gabriel Palacci Band. Gabriel is a pianist from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And he doesn't just do straight up tango, though. For this night, it'll be a mixture of tango, jazz, salsa, world, klezmer.
This sounds really exciting.
That's going to be a very exciting show. That's the last show we've just added to the festival. Just 2 weeks ago, when Gabriel was here for the jazz festival, he played at the Victoria Event Center, and it was a packed show, lots of dancing. But it's not just a dance show, so I don't want to intimidate people who think, oh, I can't go because I don't know how to dance.
And listen.
Yeah, this is a real fusion show. It's for everybody. If you sit down, if you want to kick back and watch the show, or if you want to get up and dance, it's definitely, if dancing's in your bones, you're going to be
entertaining.
And the festival, the Sunday afternoon, the last band that's going to play on the stage around 4 o'clock, I believe, is Cumbia, they were the pioneers of the Latin music scene in Victoria. They've been around for 25 years, and this is their anniversary party. Like, this is their moment.
Nice.
And so they're going to be closing Centennial Square on the Sunday evening. You can also catch Cumbia, though, this afternoon at the Moss Street Paint-In. They're going to be playing at 5 o'clock at the Art Gallery on Moss Street. So if you want to check out Cumbia, free show. You know, I think they're going to play for about an hour, hour and a half today.
Wow. Lots of information.
But join them, for their birthday celebration. And then the final show on the Sunday night is going to be Pablo Cardenas and his Latin combo at the Ambrosia Event Center, which some people might not have heard about because it's known as, they do a lot of weddings and things like that there. But they've got this great, big, beautiful room, nice big dance floor. And we're going to be closing the festival with a big salsa party.
Now, how do people find out more or get tickets for these events?
Okay, so they can look up passionfortango.com, but that's passion and the number 4 tango.com. Or we're actually selling tickets on the Make House website as well. We have tickets in the Make House for sale. If you want to drop in, you can buy tickets. I have flyers, posters, everything for anything that I'm talking about today. The Tango Festival this year basically It encompasses everything that I do and everything that I like. It's the Make House, we're a sponsor, as I mentioned. Herman's, where I also work part-time, and which I have a lot of love for, and then Latin music and live music and dance.
And you're working on the festival.
So this is like everything combined into one weekend
package. What a gal. And you have three different events.
Yes.
Different nights, and you have tickets for two people for those events. So we have July 26th.
Yeah, we have
August 3rd, and we have, what is the other day here? August
4th.
And so we're going to take and tell us just briefly about those events, and then I'll give the numbers again.
Okay. So next Friday is not actually the Tango Festival, but Pablo Cardenas is going to be playing with his Latin jazz combo at Herman's. Mm-hmm. Pablo's a young pianist from Cuba who makes his home in Victoria now. He's been here for 2 years. He's getting really well known. His shows are always packed, so these tickets are like...
So two for that, and
yeah,
then we have...
And then Gabrielle Palacci Band on the Saturday night at Herman's. We have two tickets for that as well. And two tickets for the final salsa party closing off the Tango Festival on Sunday, August 4th.
Beautiful. So if you want to, you know, hear the music, maybe do a little dancing, 250-386-1161. We have a pair of tickets for those three events. We'll take callers. What do you think, TJ? Three and five? How's that sound? Okay, so get on the phones. Oh, three, five, and six, because we have three. Yeah, there we go. I think this music sounds great. And I think to learn something new, you know, a lot of people get stale in their lives, and we were talking about the food list before and everything else, but what a great way to kind of shake it up is to
and meet
try
people.
Something new. Yes, yeah, see new people. Like, when I travel, I like nothing more than just to sort of watch people, too. It's so interesting. This is a great way to initiate yourself.
And I don't think that people realize how much is actually going on in Victoria within the Latin music scene.
I sure didn't until I read your blog and stuff. You can read your stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I also keep a music blog specifically for Latin music, which is sondelaisla.wordpress.com. So it's son, sondelaisla.wordpress.
Something like that. Or you can get her at the makers. How do you find all the time for all this? Holy
I matter. Really don't know sometimes.
That's insane. What do you like the most? All the stuff you do. What is your...
Really, out of what out of everything
all
in general...
All these things you do.
I can't pick favorites, to be honest. Sewing, art, music. I'm an everything person. And for me, I would say like... Live music especially is what really gets me, and I'm not only a fan of Latin music, but this is really, I think I was sometimes born in the wrong country.
I think we all have different things where we think we're the wrong generation, the wrong place. We have a little something from the past we may have that we carry through that we have
a
fondness. I think I'm Italian.
Yeah,
love the food,
for
love the
food.
The culture.
Yeah. But the thing is I mean, for me with the dancing, I mean, all of the things that I do kind of overlap each other. So if I want something to wear to go out dancing, then I'll make a dress at the make house and I'll wear it out. And and that makes me feel good. And, you know.
I think you're really kind of inspirational. When I first met you, your personality is just fun, and you seem to have a certain love of life that just radiates through you.
Oh,
and I hope
you.
That people can pick that up here, that, you know, if you want to change, if you want to shake yourself out of the doldrums, try something new, whether later well, the crafts or some music or something different. Give it a try. Nothing to lose, right?
Absolutely nothing to lose. That's absolutely the way I look at it.
And how do you dance now? Let me see. Are you really, like, super good? Or are you know all the moves or what?
You can never know all the moves. And actually, I haven't been going to classes for a little while, but I am intending to start picking up class again in the fall, because it's a constant. I would like to. I actually, ironically, working for the Tango Festival, I don't actually know how to dance tango. So this is my next thing that I would like to get involved in, is do some tango lessons. So that's it. Hopefully I'll have some time over that weekend as well to actually dance, because I'm going to be running around making sure musicians are on stage on time.
And one more thing before we go to break. You were talking about people in Latin America, how they're not born just knowing all these moves. It's really something everybody learns, but it's very cultural that all their events involve that love of movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's what you see. It's monkey see, monkey do. You know, if your parents and your brothers and sisters and your aunts and uncles and your grandparents are dancing around the house and taking you to events, and there's live music happening outside. They don't have the same ridiculous rules as we do here as well about children being able to go into the same kind of venues as adults to listen to music and to be around dancing. And I think that that has a really big impact as well. So BC Liquor, listen up.
Yeah, well, and you South know, America, is that somewhere you want to go to?
Absolutely.
That's your next trip.
But I would say actually as well that dancing was taken away from Herman's for a little while, and it's now back. And Herman's is probably the only all-ages venue in Victoria where you can go have a drink, bring the kids, and introduce them to live music. Bring everybody. It is a family club, you know, and a lot of people don't realize that. And we see children, you know, exposed to live music in there, and they're just, their minds are completely blown, and they absolutely love it.
When we come back, we're going to talk also about something else you do, which is dance, which is crafts and artistic, the other artistic side of you, the Makehouse. So when we come back with Jenny, we're going to talk about all that and some more. And TJ, we have some winners. We're going to go to break. Back in two.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Assorted varieties of Simply Lemonade. More rewards price, 2 for $6. Or assorted Western Family ice cream. 4 liters, more rewards price, just $4.99 each. And don't miss the More Points event. Spend $200 and get 5,000 more rewards points. Redeem your points today at morerewards.ca. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Hi, I'm Jay Tucson, CEO of Megson Fitzpatrick Insurance Services. We love what we do, but we're even more passionate about why we do it. At Megson Fitzpatrick, we exist to improve the lives of our clients, team, and community. Whether it's how we manage the risk to clients' businesses and homes, enhance the lives of our team members and their families, or touch so many people in our community, thanks to you, we can make a difference. If you share our passion to improve lives and want to learn more, visit MegsonFitzpatrick.com/about us.
You've never seen the Wild West Coast like this before. Standing on your oceanfront deck, watching the whales swim, eagles in the air, glass of wine in hand, watching the sunset. It just doesn't get any better.
On sale this summer, fully furnished, absolute oceanfront cottages start from $299 at Souk Point, Canada's best West Coast destination. Souk Point at Silver Spray Show Home, now open every day 10 till 6. Visit SoukPoint.com or call 250-300-1645 for more details.
Level Ground Trading. Local, direct, delicious.
At Level Ground Trading, we envision a world where sustainability directs us. That's what we've been following since 97. We send nothing to Heartland Landfill and recycle everything. We reclaim our empty packages and upcycle them into funky bags. We pay our staff to bike, carpool, and bus to work. Last year, our green commuting totaled more than 100 lengths of Vancouver Island. Recycle, upcycle, bicycle. See us at the Paint Inn and enjoy a Level Ground coffee in support of the Art Gallery of Greater Victoria.
We're back with Jenny Ambrose from the Makehouse and lots of callers for the tickets. So, you know, we were just saying in the break, I hope there's someone out there today that goes, you know what, today I'm going to make a little change.
I hope so, too. Something fun, honestly, so. I've never been someone who's sat around doing nothing, but getting involved in the Latin dance scene and the live music scene has totally changed my life. And I honestly I have something exciting. Like every week, I feel excited about something.
That's cool, and yeah, I feel excited about the Makehouse because
I'm always
tell people what the Makehouse is if they didn't hear you last time you were on.
Oh, so the Makehouse is a sewing, art, and crafting studio on Fort Street near Quadra, and we are all about introducing new people to using a sewing machine and becoming independent through creative and artistic skills. We have art workshops, classes, ongoing classes and one-off workshops. We also have art exhibitions in our space and sometimes a little bit of music, of course.
And Adam Zawadzki did a great piece from CTV News with Hudson Mac, and I saw you on that and thought, that is such a cool idea that time has come. And again, it's something that whether you're 2 or whether you're 102, get back into some of the things you like or learn more. And I know you do even upholstering there, like, you know, small things like chairs or whatever.
Yeah.
Some of these cool things that you can learn yourself that you're not going to make $1 billion on maybe, but you're going to maybe be able to do a few things yourself and have that pride in knowing you created this?
It's the pride, and it's also the taking time to learn the process, and not, and it's not just about always, oh, the result, like, oh, I need this thing, and so I'm just going to go and buy it. It's right. about the process of taking the time. It's like the chewing the food that we were just talking
about.
Right? Chewing
life, the food. It's not the big things, it's the little moments.
Absolutely, and, you know, the space that I've created, I think, is it evolves all the time. So, for example, yesterday was the last day of one of the summer camps that we've been running for
right
kids.
For the kids.
Yeah, so it's gone from being full of kids, and it's turned into today, which is now our summer market where we're selling loads of local artisans and makers, jewelry, bags.
What kinds of cool products on the website?
Jams. And I'm going to be actually, when I leave here, I'll be back there doing a bit of sewing as well, making up some things for the shop.
You have exhibitors that are showing the crafts through the summer. Tell people whereabouts the Make House is.
We're at 833 and a half Fort Street.
And a half.
Our shop used to be, a long time ago, it was a double fronted shop, and then it was divided in half. So we're the half.
And where is your half?
Like, we're between Blanchard and Quadra.
Blanchard and Quadra, okay. Yeah. And sewing, is that something your mum taught you years ago or something you grew up with?
My mum made all of our clothes and home furnishings when I was growing up, so I definitely picked it up from her.
Now, were they good homemade or bad homemade? You know, those
hers
kids,
were good homemade. Good homemade. She was very good. I actually didn't do a lot of sewing between 13 and 21, and then I sort of came back to it at 21 and decided that I wanted to become good at it.
Let me check your label. Is there a label in this?
Did you no, because I made this.
Oh my gosh, it is so cute. It is
it's a onesie.
A onesie, and it's a short outfit with a drawstring. Great pattern, beautiful fabric. Wow, that is cool.
So I had actually a workshop to make this onesie. So the girls on Tuesday, four of them finished their projects. And yesterday, I was on my way to the bank, and I saw a girl coming up the road rocking her onesie that she made, and her smiling from ear to ear.
Ooh la la, that must be fun.
It's so much fun. She's so happy, and she's like, I haven't taken this off since Tuesday.
I bet, and it fits you perfectly to whatever you want because you designed it, so you know how it should fit. And that looks like, no, I'm not, I failed sewing in school, believe it or not. I handed in something with a label that I hadn't made because I ran out of time.
Why didn't you pick the label out?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't that smart. I didn't know it was there, but... And I got tired of always picking, you know, like you'd do the A-line skirt and then you'd go too long and then you'd have to pick it out. And I'd be like, oh, this is so frustrating. Bad machines back in those days too. But this looks like a fairly simple pattern.
This is pretty simple, yeah. I mean, these girls, they did a two-part workshop and it was 3 hours each time. So it took them about 6 hours from start to finish.
Wow. And fabric-wise, that would be a cotton?
This is just a lightweight cotton. But I've also made similar pattern with silk as well. So you can make it, you can...
Oh, I can
you
just
can
see
you
dancing with your little silk thingies. So tell people how they can get in touch with you if they want to come to the Make House or the market.
Okay, so, well, you can visit our website, which is themakehouse.ca. That's M-A-K-E and house.ca. Or you can call us 778-432-2294. Or you can just come by the shop, 833 and a half Fort Street.
Today till what time?
Today until 5 p.m. because we're heading down to see Cumbia at the Moss Street Painting at 5. We're open till 6 on every other Saturday, but I don't have anyone to cover because everyone I know is going to be at Cumbia.
Excellent. Jenny, always great having you, and we'll see
you
again real soon. TJ, as always, nice having you here, and always doing a great job getting all those calls to all the winners. Congratulations. Wonderful to be with you. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.